Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to the Office ASMR, a sleepy time podcast. And this week we are on episode 13 of season 2. This is The Secret. Today we have the episode directed by Denny Gordon and then written by Gene Stupinski and Lee Eisenberg. Aired January 19th, 2006. So we are back in the mid-2000s right now. And the premise of this podcast, as I've said in my previous episodes, is to just give you a narrated version of an excellent television show so you don't have to have your screen on. And also, listening to other Office podcasts, I always want to hear the details. And so this is literally just something, some nonsense for you to fall asleep to, and hopefully my voice doesn't annoy you so that you can find some comfort in it and fall asleep. I want to make sure everybody's safe. No wired headphones. Wireless headphones are preferred, or a small speaker if you're alone. So if you're traveling, if you're just alone or just want something calm to fall asleep to, that is my goal here with the podcast. It's going to be about 25 minutes, and I want to make sure everybody has their sleep timer set so that at the end of the episode, whether you're listening on Spotify or the Apple Podcast app, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Google Play, whatever your podcast of choice is, then you want to make sure that sleep timer is set so you don't blow through all the rest of your podcasts here. We're going to get into the episode, The Secret, and I guess I could read the episode description here. We all know The Office. It's not like there's any spoilers. But Michael slips some sly references about Pam in his conversations with Jim. Jim quickly tries to do damage control to make sure no one else in the office finds out about his crush on Pam. So let's get the episode started here with our cold open. Got Jim and Pam talking at Pam's desk. Michael wants to know where the funny is. Up dog. Is it me or does it smell like up dog in here? What's up dog? You know what's funny is this up dog thing is really going around on TikTok right now. So it only took 14 years to come back around. Maybe we'll all start saying "what's up" again. So Michael's now going around the office trying to get people to ask him what up dog is. And then he can't. He tries Stanley, Ryan, Kevin. And now he's going to try Dwight. He gets Dwight, but he just says "gotcha" instead of saying "up dog." Nothing. How are you doing? Well, that's true. I guess this is the episode right after Dwight had his concussion, so he's looking good after his stay in the hospital. And Jim just gives us a little "so close" there. Now we got our theme song. I should know what instrument this is. Is it an accordion? Is it a talk box? Not a talk box. It's got to be an accordion, right? All right. Making a note to Google that once I finish the episode here so I can mention it in the next episode that I record. We got the whole crew throwing things away and recycling, spring cleaning. He says, if you do your spring cleaning in January, guess what you don't do in the spring? Anything. A cluttered desk is a cluttered mind. An empty desk is an empty mind, according to Dwight. Dwight is assigning everybody different tasks. Meredith has to replace the urinal cakes. Where is Oscar? He's out sick. There's a real connection moment here between Dwight and Angela. Kevin observes it. What are you guys doing? And Dwight comes into Michael's office saying, you know, Oscar's out sick. Oh, that's interesting. I forgot you get an early whiff that Oscar is gay in this episode. And then it's like a major plot point of the opening of season three. This is a great scene here. We have Michael and Dwight sitting behind the desk talking to Oscar. He says, you know, I'm really sick. And Michael says they could use some of that Hispanic cleaning ethic. Dwight is Googling his symptoms. It checks out. And Dwight doesn't believe him. And Ryan is just sitting on the floor in his office. You know, I never noticed just how much the decor in Michael's office changes, even just within seasons. Like, there's a major change between season one and season two in the furniture. But, you know, photos are on the side and that kind of stuff all changes. And now we're back out in reception. We got Pam talking to Kelly, talking about her hair, her dress for the wedding. And Michael says, Mikey likey, that her hair is much sexier that way. And Michael says to Jim, this must be torture for you. And now we have Jim trying to cover up his feelings for Pam and how he feels. Michael feels the need to address it with Michael. He closes the door and says, that was a personal secret. Michael is shocked. Jim and I are great friends. We hang out all the time, mostly at work. This is a good Michael scene. This is why I intend to keep the secret for as long as I possibly can. And I think Jim closes the door and realizes this is not going to go very well. Dwight is telling Ryan now that he's conducting an investigation. Can he handle spring cleaning? And Dwight is not impressed by his response. Now we have Michael and Jim back in the vending machines. Did you catch the game last night? Any of them? And then Stanley comes in and Jim says, is there any update on the pee situation? And that's okay. So Jim's main thing too, this comes up in multiple places, is he always drinks grape soda and ham sandwich, and Michael just hits the peach iced tea button for Stanley. Dwight is now calling Oscar and saying, oh, you didn't answer the phone when I called 6 minutes ago. You're too sick to go to work, but well enough to go to the pharmacy. Dwight is now explaining how you can tell if someone's lying, and all of the signals that he knows of how to identify a liar, he could not tell over the phone. So now we got Michael carrying a grape soda, which is how, you know, they had that exchange before. Michael sorting paper and files. Dwight recognizes that he never drinks grape soda. Fact, Jim and I talk all the time. We tell each other secrets. And Jim plays really well into Dwight's ego here. And sticks him with a post-it note. Michael's face right there. The smile. He's like in on the joke. And then Michael says to him, says no, and then, oh, there's a pink post-it note again. That was something else. Jim, ham and cheese sandwich in the break room. Michael puts his foot on his desk, wants to treat him to lunch. And Michael offers to spread out a blanket in the break room. Talk about you know who. Michael and Jim panics and says, oh, let's go out for lunch. And now they're at Hooters. Is Hooters still around? I don't know who goes to Hooters. I'm not going to Google that later. I really don't care. Michael comes to Hooters for the boobs and the hot wings. It seems like in the Me Too era, Hooters should not exist. But then again, we're also in America where nothing makes sense. And also Michael suggests that he should order milk, of course. Michael says they're brothers. They're not. Jim orders a ham and cheese sandwich at Hooters. How? I want to know what you get if you order a ham and cheese sandwich at a Hooters. Maybe. I think there's a Hooters near me. Michael orders the gourmet hot dog. So that's the second restaurant. You know, Chili's and Hooters are the two restaurants so far in the office. I don't think they go to that many. They go to the Italian restaurant like late in, what is that, season 8? Maybe season 7 in the Italian one. I can't think of any other restaurant scenes in the office. I'm going to be proven wrong as I go through the series, though. Dwight scarfing down all the jelly beans. Now we got Michael probing with Jim on what he likes about Pam. And Jim says, oh, you know, I like her sense of humor. She's really fun. Michael says his favorite thing about Pam is her boobs. And Jim is like, nope, not what I talked about. Now they're singing happy birthday, and he's wearing the apron. I wonder if this was shot in a real Hooters. It looks as real as the Chili's did, but the Chili's was not a real Chili's. Fun fact here. Now we have everybody comes back from lunch. Oh, there. Okay, Benihana is another restaurant. And then there's another restaurant when Pam and Jim are fighting. I don't know that they shoot scenes in the restaurant, but that scene right there reminds me a lot of, they come in and Jim brings her tiramisu and she throws it right away. And now we have Ryan in the back and he says, you know, if I had to, I could clean out this desk in 5 seconds, no one would ever know that I had been here. He could just disappear. Now we have Michael putting his hair down. Kevin wants to know if it's a wig. I wear it like that sometimes. Angela takes offense to Michael trying to expense a Hooters lunch. He says, you know, I just took I just had your corporate card given back to it. It's because he spent $80 at a magic shop. And it was business related. I put a cigarette through a quarter. Jim needed a relaxing lunch. He's been depressed. And Toby arguing that he's okay. Kelly overhears Michael spilling the secret. And that's, of course, and now we get Angela and Phyllis in the kitchen, and just everyone's talking about the secret that got out. Kevin says, would you pick Pam? And Creed said, which one is Pam? And the look on Kevin's face of like, are you serious, dude? Now we have Dwight outside of Oscar's house, camping it out, saying that, you know, he's done this before. He staked out a girlfriend's house and found out she was cheating. And now we have Kelly attacking Jim out of the bathroom. Why didn't you tell me that you had a crush on Pam? No, I don't have a crush on Pam. Oh, yeah. She walks by. Kevin says, nice. I wonder, so far the show has aged well after 14 years, but, I don't know. Now we have Jim and Pam in the kitchen talking about the things they found on their desk. And Jim tries to address the elephant in the room. That's a phrase that's frequently in the office. And Jim tells her that he told Michael that he had a crush on her while they were on the booze cruise. But Jim's save is like, oh, you know, it was when you first started here. It was a long time ago. And Pam looks kind of surprised, but also kind of happy, but suppressing it. And when I found out you were engaged, I kind of thought you did. Well, are you going to be totally awkward around me now? Oh, Pam's the best. Except for season 9 Pam. I don't know what was going on with season 9 Pam. They do, like, really capture the, like, awkward teenage crush stuff right here. And I think that's why it's been so enduring. It's human emotion. Now we get Dwight back at Oscar's house, and Oscar comes back. Look at that, a Saturn ion. That's a real relic. They come out with shopping bags. Oscar fixes, that's Gil, right? Gil's hair. And then he pulls he just kind of pulls in gently. You are so busted, Oscar. Ice skates, shopping bags. Gil wants to know, who is this? Are you going to tell Michael? In exchange for not telling Michael, you owe me one great big giant favor. Redeemable at the time and place of my choosing. This is a good scene because it shows Oscar watching TV with Gil in the house, And Dwight is just proud that he proved he wasn't sick. And now Dwight has leverage over Oscar, of course. Then we get Jim coming in to talk to Michael. What happened, man? And Michael blames Toby, of course. Jim looks genuinely upset that the word got out, but Michael's really broken up about it. So then Jim comes around, you know. Listen, it's not a big deal. Gonna be fine. Michael very clearly upset. Michael hugs his crotch. Menu book. Ryan checking in on Creed. This is before Creed was completely wacko weird. Now we have Pam talking to Michael. And Michael tries to save him. Save Pam, I guess. And he like blows it. It wasn't that long ago. It was on the booze cruise. And now he doesn't know. And Pam contemplating. That information. Yep, awkward. Michael now brags about how good of a secret keeper he is, or how trusted he is to keep secrets. You know, keeping secrets can only lead to trouble. Portrait of a prostitute. More secrets of a call girl is the Cinemax episode that he was watching. And, he doesn't want to work at a bordello in Malibu. I think he's wearing a lot of concealer. Look at that. His eyes are really bright underneath there. I keep noticing how many more guys are wearing concealer, makeup, and that sort of thing. Well, that is The Secret, episode 13. The next one we have up here, episode 14, is The Carpet. I don't know why I feel like I've watched that one so many more times than others, but look, we're chugging our way right through season 2. Very good. So, hope that everyone's resting, asleep. This has been a, from Scranton, PA, this has been a Great Scott production.